The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture. They had had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ is risen.
He is risen,
risen indeed. Alleluia. Okay, just checking. We are here this morning because Christ rose from the dead. Those first disciples would have never done anything more, right? They kind of just wanted to go back fishing. You know, the great Messiah, the one who was to be everything, was dead. And they were scared. And then Jesus shows up. Or does he? There's just an absence this morning. This is how Mark's gospel ends, with an empty tomb. I wonder how many of us have empty tombs as a sign of resurrection in our life. Now think about that. The beloved disciple and Peter are racing, but how did they know that the tomb was empty? Someone was there earlier, right? Mary of Magdala had come to anoint the body. They were so rushed Friday night when Jesus died that before sunset they had no time to give him a proper burial. And so they came back after the Sabbath, early Sunday morning, to take care of his body, and it was missing. In Mark's gospel, we heard Mary of Magdala crying out, "Where is he?" to the angel. "Just give his body to me." She turns around, and even though Jesus stood beside her, didn't recognize him, and thought he might be the gardener, and said, "Gardener, gardener, if you know where the body is, just tell me." They longed to be close to even the dead body of Jesus because there was something special about Jesus they knew, but they didn't quite know how special, did they? Today it ends with, he looked in and believed, but they still didn't understand what rising from the dead meant. How many of us can believe and not yet fully understand? You can all raise your hands. Right? All of us need to have some level of belief and some level of questioning of our faith. Some level of questioning of our place in the world. Because it causes us to look for more answers. It causes us to show up at the tomb early in the morning. She wasn't sleeping in. She was seeking out Jesus as soon as she possibly could. Sabbath didn't really end until you could tell a black thread from a white thread. So she was there pretty early. They probably both looked a little gray. But she wanted to be there. How often do we need to visit the empty tombs in our life and find out that Jesus has called us out of them? He is not here. He is risen. What might those empty tombs look like? Right? Those deep suffering experiences that we have. The death of a child, divorce, abuse. Right? The biggest question that non-Christians have of us is, how can you believe in a God who allows suffering? And I would suggest that God neither causes suffering nor allows it, but might be powerless to change it. If he's powerless to prevent his death on the cross at our hands, he might be powerless to prevent that suffering. Now, that's a big step, isn't it? But it's different than saying that God caused my cancer so I could learn a lesson. Right? I'm not saying that. Or God allowed me to be abused so that I'd have strength now as an adult. That's not Catholic theology. Catholic theology is, from death comes life because God is present. Whenever we suffer, Christ suffers in us and with us. We will seize, renew our baptismal promises, and as we watch Finley Thomas be baptized, that the Holy Spirit lives in each of us. And so when I'm being persecuted, or going through addictions, or having a really hard time, God is in me, with me, and suffering with me. But it doesn't end there. It ends with an empty tomb. We've been laid to our death, apparent death, right? And yet what happens? That empty tomb is in fact empty because Christ has called us out of it. And for that, we can rejoice and be filled with new life. What a gift that new life is. When we called out of those tombs to be filled with grace. But it's something we have to renew every year. And I'm so glad you're here to renew it. Because we can't let a year go by without remembering that Christ rose from the dead. So that when I feel darkness collapsing in on me, right, about early January when it's raining, I know that I'm not alone and God is with me. When I feel the pressures of life, or the emotional torture of some of the things we go through as a human family, crushing me. It is God. It is God in me. What a wonderful gift we have in a God who rises from the dead that we might rise with him.